We'll move then to our consent agenda. We have seven items. And again, I mentioned to you, we thank all the committee members and staff, not just those named on the agenda, who spent many hours, if not years, working on many of the reports and recommendations. And we appreciate their efforts in improving the administration of justice. What consent agenda items are to me, as we have discussed in previous meetings, is when you get full unanimous support of a policy recommendation from the subject matter experts, the lawyers, the judges, the staff, who move an item that you can see on your consent agenda item, on the consent agenda, it shows collaboration and hard work. But the fact that it's on the consent agenda probably shows that it was universally acclaimed. You don't see it necessarily. We're not going to discuss it. But it does not mean that there wasn't a great deal of time and effort put in to make it get here to be on the consent agenda. And before I move the agenda, I'll ask, I saw Judge O'Malley raising her hand.
Thank you, Chief. I want to make a brief comment with regard to item F on the consent agenda. And it's true that, you know, these things go through with very little discussion from the council, and yet I really want to take the time to acknowledge the work of the staff member that helped with item F, the Juvenile Dependency Council Collection Program Guidelines. This is the end of a 3 to 4 year work that was done by a committee of which I chaired, and my vice chair was Cindy Mayfield. And our staff person was Corby Sturges, who we first started with the guidelines to work with Dependency Council, and then we moved on to work on the collections program to help courts recover their eligible implementation costs. It was technical, going over the statute, the work, working with courts, finding out ways in which the courts were able to recover costs. Sometimes recovering costs cost more than what it was or what it is that you would achieve by making such efforts. And so we tried to do our best to encourage courts to continue to attempt to recover costs and do so in a way that would benefit them and not cost them time and money, which courts can't afford right now. Getting through this process, and again, it was a committee that evolved over a couple of different tasks that it was asked to perform from the trial court budget work group, and it has now culminated to, you know, going through the consent calendar or agenda. And so I just really want to thank Corby Sturges for his wonderful work in helping this committee achieve so many of the tasks that were requested by the trial court funding work group, and would like to acknowledge that for the council. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Judge O'Malley. Do I hear a motion to move the consent agenda?
Right here. I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Judge Jacobson moves. Jim Fox seconds. And the consent agenda is approved. At this time, we'll stand in recess for 15 minutes. Take up item G. That is at 10:25. We'll be back.